Welcome to the AI Hub, a podcast for AI-driven side hustles designed for IT professionals like you.
From cutting-edge AI tools to practical, no-nonsense tips, each episode brings you closer to turning tech into income.
Tune in to discover smart and sustainable ways to boost your career and income with AI.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to AI Hub, the place to be to take a deep dive into the crazy world of AI. I'm Larry.
And I'm Amanda.
And we are so ready to jump into today's topic, which is something that I know our listeners have been really curious about, and it is AI music generation.
Yeah, it seems like everywhere you turn these days, there's a new story about AI making music, and people are understandably both excited and maybe a little freaked out about it all.
Right. I mean, on the one hand, it's like, wow, AI can compose a whole symphony or write a catchy pop song in like minutes.
Yeah, it's mind-blowing the stuff that's possible now, but then there's the whole other side of it, like, wait a minute, who owns that music? And what does this mean for actual human musicians?
That's exactly what we're going to be digging into today. We've got a fantastic article from MIT Technology Review that takes us right into the heart of the legal battle brewing between AI music startups and the big record labels.
Oh yeah, this is going to be good. It gets juicy.
So to get us all on the same page, let's start with the basics. Imagine you're sitting at your computer and you type in something like, give me a melancholic folk tune with a hint of banjo, and poof, a full-fledged song appears ready to go.
Like magic.
That's essentially what these AI music models can do, and there are a few companies like Suno and Udio that are leading the pack. They're attracting millions of users and even snagging investments from big names in music, like Will.i.am.
Yes, yeah, Suno especially has exploded in popularity. It's crazy to think they already have like 12 million users and they just launched recently.
That's wild. But all this success has also put them right in the spotlight, and not necessarily in a good way. The record labels are not happy, and they're taking action.
Yeah, the article talks about these massive lawsuits that have been filed against these companies. The record labels are claiming copyright infringement, and it's happening on two fronts. First, how these AI models are actually trained, and second, the music they produce.
Okay, so how do these AI models learn to make music in the first place?
Well, it's all about data. They're fed massive data sets of existing music, like a musical feast for the AI brain.
So basically they're learning by listening to tons and tons of music and picking up patterns and structures and all that.
Exactly. And the record labels are saying, hold up, you're using our copyrighted music to train your AI without our permission.
And that's where things get messy.
It gets really complicated because unlike with the image generators, which can learn from a lot of public domain art, there isn't really a huge pool of copyright-free music for these AI models to train on.
So it's like uncharted territory, legally speaking.
Totally. And the article brings in this legal expert, James Grimmelman, a law professor at Cornell, to help break down the complexities of all of this.
Okay, so what does Grimmelman have to say about this whole situation?
Well, he makes this really interesting comparison to OpenAI, the company behind ChatGPT. They used copyrighted text to train their models, which was considered okay, but scraping entire websites for data was a no-go.
I see. So now the question is, did these AI music companies essentially do the same thing, but with audio? Did they scrape the web for music to train their models?
That's the million-dollar question. The courts are going to have to figure that out. Suno is claiming that their model is all about generating original music, not just copying what's already out there. But the record labels are pushing back, saying that's not good enough to protect their copyrights.
Man, it's like a legal tug of war with the future of music hanging in the balance.
It really is, and it raises so many questions about what it means to create original music in the age of AI. And to make things even more complicated, the article gives this example of a song created by Udio that sounded a lot like an ABBA track, even though the user never specifically mentioned ABBA in their prompt.
Oh, wow. So it's like the AI is picking up on these stylistic cues and maybe even melodies from existing music, even if it's not directly copying note for note.
Right. And that raises a whole other set of questions about what constitutes original music when it comes to AI. I mean, is it really original if it's drawing so heavily on existing works, even subconsciously?
That's a tough one. So where does our legal expert Grimmelman land on all of this? How does he see this whole legal battle playing out?
Well, he lays out three possible scenarios, and each one would have huge implications for the future of AI music. The first possibility is that the courts side with the record labels and say, nope, using copyrighted music to train AI models is a no-go, and the music those models produce is also infringing on copyright.
So basically, every time an AI model learns from a song, it's racking up royalty fees?
Yeah, essentially.
Yeah.
And you can imagine how that would make it incredibly expensive, maybe even impossible for these AI music companies to operate.
Yeah, I mean, especially for startups and smaller companies that wouldn't be able to afford those kinds of licensing fees.
Exactly. It could really stifle innovation in the field, and you might end up with only the big tech giants like Google or Amazon having the resources to develop AI music.
Okay, so that's scenario one. What about scenario two? What's the middle ground here?
Well, in the scenario, the courts might say, okay, the training methods used by companies like Suno and Udio are fine, but the problem is that sometimes the music they create does infringe on existing copyrights.
So it's not the learning process itself that's the issue, but the output, the actual songs that the AI generates.
Exactly. And that would probably lead to a ton of legal battles over specific songs and whether they cross the line into copyright infringement. It would also put pressure on AI companies to refine their models and make sure their output is truly original.
So a lot more scrutiny on the final product.
Right. And then there's the third scenario, the one where the AI music companies come out on top.
Okay, so in this case, the courts basically say everything's cool.
Yeah.
Both the training and the output of these AI models are totally fine. No copyright infringement here.
Yep. That would be a huge win for AI music companies, but it would probably spark major backlash from the music industry. It would completely change the game.
It's fascinating to think about the ripple effects of these decisions. The article mentions that the Recording Industry Association of America, the RIAA, is already pushing for licensing agreements to ensure that artists get paid when their work is used to train AI.
Yeah, and that raises another big question. Could those licensing deals become so expensive that they actually end up hindering AI music development?
Right. It's a delicate balance between protecting artists' rights and fostering innovation in this new technological landscape.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not just about the money either. The article quotes a representative from the American Federation of Musicians who emphasizes the importance of ensuring that AI-generated music doesn't have a negative impact on future artists.
It's a valid concern. What does a positive future for AI music even look like?
It's mind-boggling to think about all the possibilities, but also a little unsettling. Even YouTube is rumored to be working on its own AI music model based on licensing deals with major labels.
If this technology becomes as widespread as some predict, it could fundamentally change how we experience, create, and even value music.
It really feels like we're on the brink of something huge here. Like a whole new era of music is about to unfold, and we're just getting a glimpse of what that might look like.
It's both exciting and a little daunting, right? Like we're stepping into this unknown territory where the rules are still being written.
And it really highlights how technology often outpaces our ability to understand and regulate it. We're constantly playing catch-up, trying to figure out the ethical and legal implications of these advancements.
Absolutely. And in this case, it's not just about legal battles and copyright laws. It's about the very nature of creativity and the role of AI in shaping the future of music.
You know, that quote from the Musicians Union rep really stuck with me. That desire to ensure that AI-generated music doesn't end up being bad for future artists. It's a powerful statement.
Yeah, it makes you think, what would a positive future look like? How can we integrate this technology in a way that benefits both artists and listeners?
It's a big question and one that we don't have all the answers to. But I think the key is to approach this with a sense of curiosity and open-mindedness, to explore the possibilities while also being mindful of the potential pitfalls.
I agree. It's about finding that balance between embracing innovation and preserving the human element that makes music so special.
Right. Because at the end of the day, music is about connection and emotion. And I think that's something that will always be at the heart of it, whether it's created by humans or by AI.
Y'all said, I think that's a great note to end on.
So to our listener, we hope this deep dive into the world of AI music licensing has given you a better understanding of the complexities and the possibilities that lie ahead. It's a rapidly evolving field, and we're all figuring it out as we go.
But one thing is for sure, AI is here to stay, and it's already having a profound impact on the music industry.
If you're as fascinated by the world of AI as we are, be sure to subscribe to AI Hub for more insightful discussions and explorations. We'll be back soon with another episode that delves into the cutting edge of AI. Thanks for joining us.
Welcome to the AI Hub, a podcast for AI-driven side hustles designed for IT professionals like you.
From cutting-edge AI tools to practical, no-nonsense tips, each episode brings you closer to turning tech into income.
Tune in to discover smart and sustainable ways to boost your career and income with AI.